Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Scott Arno back on the show. Scott's a great member of our Brain Trust, the security. He is the security advocate, vice president of Soho Solutions and New York-based solutions company, technology, security company, and he's been helping people sort through all the ugly stuff that's out there online and keep our stuff and all of our data and all of our systems safe. And he's here to talk to us about a pretty scary subject. Scott Arno, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back, Scott. Okay. Folks, if you haven't heard about the Heartbleed bug, where the heck have you been? Scott, the Heartbleed, I have to be honest, and maybe I shouldn't be feel bad about this, but I only heard of this thing like a couple of weeks ago. It's been around a while, though, right?
Sort of. Publicly, it was released on April 7th, so don't feel bad that you haven't heard about it before then, because honestly, you shouldn't have. The actual underlying flaw itself was introduced to the software that it affected a couple of years ago, but it was only released publicly on the 7th. A number of very large companies had news of it earlier to make sure they patched their systems. But, this has been just a week and a half of panic since then, effectively.
So why, if this thing's been around for a couple of years, mm-hmm. did it lie dormant and then release itself like the Manchurian Candidate or what was the reason for it only recently coming to light in the public?
Well, one thing to keep in mind, this isn't a virus or other type of attack.
Right.
This is a software flaw. So it affects
the Heartbleed. The Heartbleed is a defect, not an attack.
Yeah, it should not be referred to as the Heartbleed virus, which I've heard a few times. It should be called the Heartbleed bug. So it's a software bug.
It's
a programming error.
And it's important, but see, I think when a lot of people think of a bug, they think of a virus. They think it is the same thing. See, but you're saying a bug is a defect, like Y2K was a bug, basically, right?
Basically, it was suspected to be mistakes in software. So yeah, I mean, when you're looking at just to give a quick description of a virus is a piece of malware, which is malicious software,
right,
which is attached to a file. So let's say it's on a document. You open the document, then the virus opens up and attacks you. This is nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a mistake in the coding, and the mistake leaves the opening, if that makes sense.
Was the mistake, and the mistake was not intentional?
Oh, it doesn't sound like it was. It was a young PhD student, I believe, out of Germany, who was working as part of the open source project known as OpenSSL.
Yeah.
And that's used as an underlying encryption on tons and tons of websites, networking equipment, and other software.
Servers, yeah.
And basically, they're open source in that they're sort of a central authority of sorts, and any students or programmers who want to help out can help out
right.
and sign up. And he had fixed some other problems with the system and unwittingly added this vulnerability into the system.
So he did not do it on purpose. It was not done on purpose.
No. There's been, obviously, he's getting a bit of attention at the moment, and he certainly regrets what happened. He was fixing some other issues, and this was accidentally introduced.
Was a vulnerability that was left in the system that then migrated across multiple platforms.
Nope. It's just there were a few different updates to this OpenSSL software.
Right.
And in those different versions, this was left alone. It was actually added as a feature to check if you still had a connection.
And when I said migrate, I shouldn't say migrate because that sounded like it did it on its own. It was distributed then across multiple platforms, right?
Well, the software is used by a lot of different places.
Yeah.
It's normally very good, reliable software. The thing is, this was this very quiet thing which you wouldn't really know to look for, and it happened to get caught finally earlier this year.
Right. So now the bad guys now know about this defect, and what are they doing with it?
Well, there's a very good likelihood that they're attacking. One little problem with this, the way the attack works, you can't trace it.
Yeah.
So modern, very, very modern systems, now that they know the attack exists, can try and track it using basically internal network software. But the older attacks, there's literally no trace of them on the system. I mean, if you're curious, just the way this attack works is almost kind of funny. What this thing is originally, the thing that was added by the software developer, was something called a heartbeat extension. And the idea was that you could check that you still had a connection with the web server you were working with. So effectively, you'd send a connection sort of like a sonar ping.
Right.
We'd say, hi, server, do we still have a valid connection?
Right.
Dim, three letters. And the server would send back, dim, three letters.
Right. This doesn't do that.
And then, well, then you might send back something like, server, do we have a good connection? Scott, five letters. It sends back Scott, five letters. Then you might say,
Scott, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to continue this with Scott Arno. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.